Good evening. If you've ever been to a Slovak or a Polish wedding in a fire hall, I think you can identify with this poem. It's called Are There Polkas in Paradise? I remember the fire hall weddings, people paying $1 to dance with the bride, stuffed cabbages piled high, the cookie table winding around the hall. Kids run around, spill pop on their stiffly ironed white shirts, hide under tables to eat candy, and throw each other around the dance floor. Uncle Pete sits at the bar drinking and smoking a cigar. While I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me, rocks the room. Aunt Irene taps her toes to Eddie Stashevsky and the Boilermakers, then introduces John to 40-year-old Sophie. The beer takes over, and shy people polka like bohemians in a meadow. Red-faced men loosen their ties and wipe the sweat from their temples. The bride throws her bouquet, and 15 bride wannabes in their most ladylike leaps crash down on each other's heads to retrieve it. I hear a polka 40 years later in my car, and I'm an 8-year-old girl in a velvet dress spinning in my mother's arms. I love gardenias. This is called The Refinement of Gardenias. Billie Holiday's glory, a white gardenia tucked behind her ear, white whirl floating in the water, single or double flowers, some rose-shaped, others not, fragrant as a Monet garden, a corsage or a lei, blooming best in acidic soil, set adrift in crystal or ceramic vases. She grieves the end of her 2-day reign, not long enough to sweeten the world. Here's to the refinement of gardenias. Their short lives ticking the clock. Their whiteness dazzling our dismal days. 200 species of gardenias skim the water of crystal bowls. White petals standing out like swan's wings trickling water. This is dedicated to my father, Louis Romanus, who loved to dance, was quite good at it, and taught me how to dance to All I Have to Do Is Dream by the Everly Brothers. Dad did a mean monkey and a cool stroll. Don't sit on the sidelines, he said. Get out there and have fun. During his Latin American period, he did the rumba and the samba, even lunging at the tango at the Knights of Columbus dance. He kept his broad shoulders straight, but his backbone would slip like a Brazilian revelers at Carnival. They don't call me swivel hips for nothing, he said. At my wedding, he danced the polka and the electric slide before merging into the conga line. 12 years dead now, he comes back to me in song. His picture lights up the kitchen table. He smiles at me the way he did when he taught me how to dance to All I Have to Do Is Dream by the Everly Brothers. At his 50th anniversary celebration, he tried to do the Macarena. Dad, you don't know how to do the Macarena. I don't particularly care. What are they going to do, shoot me? This is about my mom, dad, and me. It's called How It Worked. Mom would make me memorize my spelling words until I knew them forever. Dad would listen to me while I recited the times tables from the back seat of the Plymouth. Mom would say, if you're going to do something, do it right. Dad would say, just do the best you can. Proud of her Russian heritage, Mom said, the Mankos are always right. Dad replied, you're sick, Anna. Nobody's always right. The Mancos are. Mom was head cheerleader of my academic success. Dad taught me how to throw a right jab and a left hook. Whenever I succeeded, Mom said, "That's the Manco in you." About my report card, Dad said, "I've never seen so many A's." Mom asked, "What's with a B?" This is dedicated to my husband, David. He was a very determined suitor. It's called "Of Men and Missions." "I always get what I want," you said. Pretty confident, aren't you? More like relentless. "I know one speed, charge," and charge you did. No such thing as casual dating, going to mass, a 12-hour first date, looking at houses, me following along, 1 foot with you, 1 foot holding back. My father called you a man on a mission. "Don't toy with this man," he said. I didn't. I married him. And finally, this is about my grandfather, who was quite a character. He had nicknames for everybody, and he also called people by their ethnic heritage because he thought that acknowledged them. He didn't mean anything bad by it. This is called the fame of names. Grandpap had names for everyone. Since some of them were Arabic, we never knew what he was calling us. Diane was Zena, and Greg was Zidane. We just accepted it and moved on. Lynn was Mary Alice, and since there had been a hurricane Diane, my friend Diane was called Rainy Day. Nationalities fascinated him, and since he did not get people's names right, he called them by their nationality. My English Uncle Everson was Johnny Bull. My Russian mother was Uncle Joe, in honor of Joseph Stalin. On his way out of the hospital, without an official discharge, he yelled to a nurse, "Hey, Korea, I'm leaving." Thank you. And please welcome Fred Peterson.